Our special guest this morning is the world-renowned, highly acclaimed pianist Stephen Hoff, who will be performing this Friday, 7:30, at Orvis Auditorium, a program of Beethoven, Chopin, and Debussy. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning.
Good to see you. You'll be playing on the Neighbor Islands as well.
Yes, in fact, I'm going there very soon. I'm off to Hilo in a couple of hours. I'll be playing in four different places, and it's so wonderful. It's my first time in Hawaii. I've always wanted to go. I've passed it sometimes on the map, flying to Australia and various other times in the air, but this is the first time I've actually landed here and seeing this beautiful place.
Now, I introduced you as pianist Stephen Hoff, but most of us are fortunate if we can find one thing we can do well, but you're not only an amazing concert pianist, but a composer and a published author as well. In fact, you have a new book coming out.
I do. I have a novel coming out in early next year, in January, although it is, I should say this, my publisher, I'm sure, would like it. It is available to pre-order now. It's a book about a priest who is facing is in the middle of a blackmail situation and also has really lost his faith. So his bishop sends him away for a week's retreat, a kindly bishop. I mean, he wants it to help him, and he suggests that he goes on this 8-day silent retreat, and he keeps a diary, a notebook of what's going on in his mind. And so basically the novel is his notebook, so it goes through his earlier life and how he lost his faith and what little is left of it. So I just wanted to explore that, the idea of the wounded healer, really.
Now, you haven't put out an autobiography yet, or is it too early?
Well, I want to write about my early years, but it would be more an experimental sort of book. I don't really want to write a chronological book starting with my father's and mother's families and you know, a sort of usual autobiography. I want it to be sort of little snippets of things about memories of my early years, the dogs we had, the cars we had, the houses we lived in, and just take it there and explore also how I started playing the piano, but not in a kind of methodical way, but just a bit scattergunned, really, in a way.
But you're thinking about it.
I've got some notes, yeah. I've got quite a lot of notes for it.
So, pianist, composer, author, where does all this talent come from?
Well, maybe the books are terrible. I don't know, you know, but I think I've always loved words. When I was a kid at school, it was always my favorite subject. I loved to be given something to write an essay about. I loved to take it off in an unusual direction. I had very understanding teachers, I think, that this was the 1970s, so it was all right to be a bit off the charts and a bit weird, and I loved doing that. So, and I've always written. I've written a lot of articles for newspapers over the years, but never wrote a novel. I always had this idea at the back of my mind. I think it came really from when I was young. A priest in my small town in the north of England committed suicide, and it was, you know, it was known, of course, and it was in the papers, and I was only about 12 at the time, and I found it very disturbing, because in my naivety I thought, well, gosh, I thought this is someone who was meant to be able to help other people with their problems, and obviously he wasn't able to help him with his own. And I, of course, now I understand there's a much broader issue in human life generally, but I found that a very poignant idea, and it stuck with me over the years. And as I said about the sort of wounded healer, and the book actually in a bigger sense explores, because this book is very shocking in places, I have to say that. It does not hold back when it's talking about the sexual encounters which led to the blackmail. It also has a lot of spiritual reflections on passages in the gospel. So how far is this book spiritual reading to read in the convent, or is it to read in the brothel? And to me, the sort of conflict between that is something that fascinates me too.
Well, you have a lot to say about literature, but how about this Friday's concert, the Appassionata by Beethoven?
Oh, what a wonderful piece this is. To me, in a way, I think it's my favorite Beethoven sonata. I think it's the one in which he reaches higher in the later sonatas, like the Hammerklavier and the last three. But this, to me, is the most perfect sonata he wrote, in that from the very first to the last note, you feel that the focus of his concentration and inspiration is so absolutely there. And, you know, playing all composers, while you're playing their music, you are, in a sense, with them. You have a communion with them. And Beethoven is a very thrilling person to spend your time with. He doesn't give you a lot of relaxation. He's incredibly intense. He's the sort of man who's always pointing something out. Look at this, look at this. And I find that very stimulating and invigorating to be with.
Now, regarding the Appassionata, was it Napoleon or one of the Napoleons who said, if I could hear this music every day, I could always be brave?
I have never heard that quote, but it's a nice one. I like it. Although it's a piece of almost unhinged passion, and interestingly written the same year as the Beethoven Fourth Concerto, which is a piece of great sort of serenity in many moments. So
it's a polar opposite.
Yeah,
of the
exactly. They're consecutive opus numbers.
The Appassionata is not a romantic passion per se, more like a passion for life.
Yeah, I suppose so. Beethoven is always a classicist. You know, he never left behind classical forms. He was always, and this is what I think makes his music so powerful and so fascinating. The architecture is always absolutely strong. The formal structure of Beethoven is tremendously intellectually conceived and held together. But then, of course, the material which he uses has so many romantic inflections, and indeed this piece, the darkness of the F minor tonality, and it's there's not a lot of light in the piece. It's a pretty dark vision from beginning to end.
A portion of the final movement from the Appassionata Sonata by Beethoven, which Stephen Hoff will be performing this Friday at the Orvis Auditorium. Stephen, there is something life-affirming about this music, no question about it.
Despite all the turbulence and in a sense, anguish, I mean, that last movement is really, it's relentless in that kind of darkness, that swirling motive that just keeps coming back again and again and again, and it's meant to have this sort of insistence, I think.
Now, you've chosen Beethoven, Chopin, and Debussy for the concert. Is this for reasons of contrast, or do you find a common thread that connects the three?
Well, they're all all the music on this program is great music. It's not always the case, of course, on a recital program. Sometimes there are lesser pieces, but this is all top draw. It's the best music Debussy wrote for the piano, the best sonata I think Beethoven wrote, and the Chopin is, you know, is his great second sonata. Yeah, it was really about contrast. I took Debussy a couple of seasons ago and played him with the Chopin ballades. And in some ways, I wanted to show how close they were in style, in the way they thought of the piano. Here it's very much the opposite, because Debussy and the Appassionata Sonata, for instance, of Beethoven, you cannot get more different aesthetics than those. Debussy is about colour and sound and atmosphere and sort of poetry in a certain French way. Beethoven is not really about colour. It's more about the notes behind the color. Beethoven never just does something for the sheer beauty of its sound. There's always a sort of intellectual reason behind it. And Debussy sometimes just a piece like Ruffle d'en l'eau, which I have to say is an intellectually incredibly conceived, wonderfully tight work. But nevertheless, there are moments in that which it's just about how beautiful this color is. And well, so I just wanted to play those two things side by side.
And Debussy brought a note of sensuality to music.
Yeah.
That was new for the time. So, the Appassionata by Beethoven, the Piano Sonata No. 2 by Chopin, the Image by Debussy, you certainly give value for the money.
Well, I hope so, yes.
Do you have any recordings coming up?
Yeah, well, I've recorded a whole CD of Debussy's music. It's his 100th anniversary next year of his death. And so I've recorded both books of Image, the Estampe, the Children's Corner, the L'Île Joyeuse, and the La Plus Calante piece. So that's coming out, I think, in January next year.
Terrific. Stephen Hoff will be appearing this Friday, 7:30, at the Orvis Auditorium, a program of Beethoven, Chopin, and Debussy, and also a couple of venues on the neighbor islands this week.
That's right. I'm off to Hilo in a couple of hours.
Stephen Hoff, acclaimed pianist, world-acclaimed Stephen Hoff here for a concert at the Orvis Auditorium, 7:30 this Friday. We look forward to it, Stephen. Thanks for coming in.
My pleasure. Thank you.